Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Clickthrough, where we bring you insider perspectives on the technologies reshaping government services. Today, we're diving into agentic AI, an emerging class of autonomous AI systems that are transforming how public sector organizations operate, serve, and innovate. With us are two industry experts, Mike Kunst, a principal solutions architect from AWS, and Sam Frederick, senior director of customer experience solutions at Maximus. Mike, Sam, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Hillary. Thanks for having me. Super excited to be talking about this topic today.
Pleasure to be here.
So let's begin with the big picture. Agentic AI is obviously reshaping how services are delivered, especially in sectors like government, where personalization and scale often conflict. But I want to know, how are AWS and Maximus leveraging this technology to overcome traditional barriers in public service delivery? And Mike, I'd like to start with you for this conversation.
Yeah, thank you. So today, in virtually every corner of Amazon, we're using generative AI to make customers' lives better and easier. This started off as a deep conviction that every customer experience would be reinvented using AI, and that altogether new experiences that we've only dreamed of would become possible. And these are rapidly becoming reality. You know, we see technologies like agentic AI and generative AI, they're rare. They come about once in a lifetime. Think about the internet, right, on that scale, and completely change what's possible for customers and businesses. So at Amazon, AWS, we're investing quite expansively, and the progress we're making is evident. So I know a lot of listeners might be new to this generative AI, agentic AI thing. And when you think about agents, you know, think of them as software systems that use AI to perform tasks on behalf of users or other systems. These agents, you tell them what you want, usually in natural language. So, hey, can you get me this data? And or do things like scour the web or access data source and then summarize those results, engage in deep research, it'll write software code, find anomalies, or summarize a highlight. It's amazing what these agentic AIs or tools are doing. And so when we see this come up, right, this once-in-a-lifetime technologies that come through, people tend to take one of two paths. They either embrace it, or they wish it away and then chase it later. Here at AWS, we're here to help people embrace this technology.
Yeah, so I almost wanted to even back up a little bit and kind of talk through the evolution that we've been seeing here at Maximus. So, you know, AI systems have been in production with, you know, our government agencies for quite a long time. You know, initially we had kind of the basic AI agents. You can think of your traditional chatbots that could answer FAQs, maybe recommend, next best actions, or potentially even fill out forms. And, you know, these systems were very limited to specific kind of pre-programmed tasks. And kind of as we're going on this evolution of generative and even agentic AI, we've started to evolve to these multi-agent systems. So as Mike was mentioning, you know, systems that can collaborate, negotiate, and solve problems that were previously too challenging for any single system. So you can almost think of it like a team of specialists working together. You know, they can coordinate to achieve complex goals and help, you know, government agents actually deliver citizen benefits and experiences that matter.
Obviously, this innovation is very exciting. Agentic AI, these agents to definitely support different features and functions, but it's not without its complexities, especially in sectors like healthcare, social programs for citizen services that require tight regulatory compliance. Mike, from an AWS perspective, how do you ensure that this rapid innovation around agentic AI is balanced with strong governance and accountability?
That's a great question. You know, the rapid growth, the pace of innovation around generative AI brings a lot of great new innovation, but at the same time, it does raise, you know, new challenges. So what we're doing at AWS is we're committed to developing AI responsibly. We're taking a people-centric approach that really prioritizes education, science, and our customers to integrate responsible AI across the end-to-end AI lifecycle. For governance, you know, we're incorporating best practices into the AI supply chain, you know, including our providers and developers. You know, in my conversations with startups, governments, global enterprise, you know, there's a lot of excitement about the possibilities, but their enthusiasm is balanced with that important question about implementation. You know, how do organizations take advantage of this technology to build trustworthy AI agents so they're useful. And that's something that, you know, we've been working with, you know, our customers, right? We're very customer focused. 90% of the AWS roadmap comes directly from customers. And we heard from customers, you know, how can we securely deploy these agents? And so at the New York Summit in July, we launched what's called Amazon Bedrock Agent Core. And this is a platform that allows our customers and our partners like MacroSmith to go and build agents in a secure manner, compliant. So all that goodness of AWS security and compliance that you already get is built in. There's also an AI agent marketplace that's coming about. And so you can go and get agents from Salesforce and popular software providers. Think of it like an app store, but for agents, and you can start plugging them into your systems. It's probably the bigger breakthroughs that we're seeing. Our CEO, Matt Garman, is predicting that, you know, AI and agentic AI will be our next $1 billion business, a billion with a B. It's a big bet for us at Amazon. We really believe strongly that this is the, you know, path forward.
Of course, at the heart of any public service transformation is the citizen. You just said it yourself, the customer, right, is the core of all of this. And it's easy to get very caught up in the technology, but ultimately all of these different systems are meant to serve the people. So how do you really focus on keeping still that human element front and center, right, as you continue to design, deploy different agentic AI systems, agents? Sam, I'd love to hear your perspective on this one, especially as a CX solutions expert architect. What are your thoughts? You know, how do you really still focus and keep that human element so front and center on all things around the technology, agentic AI, everything still moving forward?
Yeah. And when we talk about agentic AI in public service, it's really easy to get swept up in the tech. But at MacroSmith and, you know, with our partners like Mike at AWS, the real story is how kind of these innovations are really being shaped around people, you know, the citizens they serve and the teams that deploy them. And we kind of start with a really simple but powerful principle. We kind of believe that technology like agentic AI systems should amplify human potential. It's not designed to replace, but to kind of automate tasks that are really mundane and, you know, remedial, and allowing our humans to kind of handle more complex inquiries, especially ones that might require a lot of empathy. You know, the last thing you want to hear if you call in is a AI agent asking you questions, you know, in a really structured format when you might have just lost your passport overseas, which could be a very stressful situation. So we're focused on ensuring that kind of constituents always know when they're interacting with AI systems, that these AI responses reflect the understanding, you know, that we have and our government agencies have of those experiences, and really making sure we're taking an intentional approach and human-centered design to really make sure these systems are auditable, responsible, and can support the diverse populations, you know, that interact with us.
Mike, any other thoughts on your side of kind of keeping that human element, human in the loop?
Yeah, the true power of agentic AI really lies in the ability to reshape workflows and human productivity across entire industries. And these solutions, they free people up from routine, mundane tasks and handle complex information flows. This allows teams to focus on creative thinking and strategic decisions. This is something you can actually see, you know, we help build with Maximus, is their Veterans Affairs Disability Benefits Intelligent Document Processing System. So, you know, they've gone through and helped the veterans and FAIR manage this surge of more than 5 million applications to ensure those who, you know, served our country receive their well-deserved benefits faster. This was a long manual process. It would take weeks, months to go through. So Maximus, and, you know, we helped them build this intelligent document processing system. It improved 9x increase in the efficiency of this document processing. So we see real tangible results in Veterans Affairs where, you know, veterans are getting their benefits approved faster because of this solution.
Now I want to shift to impact because, you know, you just mentioned the workflows, the increase in the human productivity within that example within the VA. But with the new technologies, what are the ways to measure effectiveness? What are the metrics or benchmarks that you are working with customers or organizations to define success when you roll out different agentic or other AI initiatives, how do you work with customers to identify those? How do you work with customers to extract those different insights to then shape your strategy, you know, moving forward? Sam, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, when it comes to AI agents or agentic systems in government, you know, we believe that success isn't just about deploying smart systems. You know, it's actually really about proving they work and they work responsibly and at scale. So kind of the more traditional metrics that we measure technology on, like uptime, API availability, even traditional bot containment, you know, it still matters. But as we're moving into, you know, this generative and agentic AI landscape, you know, it really demands more nuanced benchmarks. You know, so we can think of things like task adherence, intent resolution, and how well these AI agents understand, you know, goals that they're set out to do. And at Maximus, we kind of use a mission-first alignment, you know, in this model. So every deployment that we make of these systems is really tied to an agency's priority, such as claims accuracy, citizen access, or response time. You know, and if we're thinking about these systems in the lens of contact centers, you know, it's fine if we measure things such as number of calls and handle time, but we were really focused on kind of the time from, you know, getting a constituent's request to getting to a constituent with a benefit or an achieved outcome. It's not just the technical performance, it's actually how well our humans or our AI agents advance those public service outcomes.
And then to wrap up, I do want to look towards the horizon. The field of agentic is rapidly evolving. It's moving fast. We all know that. We see that pretty much every day. But I want to hear from each of you in our final question for today. What trends or future developments do you think will most drastically shape the role of agentic or AI, you know, in government? How are AWS and Maximus preparing for what's next? Sam, I'll start with you.
Yeah, so let's actually kind of start with the tech here. I think one of the biggest emerging trends that Maximus is seeing is a lot of rise of these multi-agent collaboration frameworks. So allowing kind of autonomous agents to work together, sharing context, dividing up tasks, and solving really complex problems across, you know, domains like healthcare, workforce development, our social services. We're experimenting a lot with these different architectures and proof of concepts with customers and, you know, with our partners over at AWS. I did want to say too, I think the, you know, as we move down this path to these really autonomous systems, one thing that we're really excited about is kind of the prospect of cross-agency integration. And AI systems are really only as good as the data that they're trained on or they actually have access to. So we've been working with our government agencies to kind of showcase the benefits of, you know, imagine agency A having ability to correlate data with agency B. As an example of that, you know, maybe it's a service member coming home from overseas and wanting to register their business as veteran owned. It's a single outcome, you know, for that veteran, but that requires coordination between multiple agencies and technology systems to deliver. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, Hillary, around the human-centered design approach. It's, I think, as the technology evolves, it's making sure the people and the process are aligned in the background to really make sure these, you know, systems are impactful, that citizens can receive services, you know, before they actually know they need them, you know, they're proactively communicated to, and they're personalized to the needs of, you know, the individual.
Mike, your final thoughts?
Hillary, you know, we believe at AWS there will be billions of these agents across every company and in every imaginable field. There will be agents out there that routinely do things for you outside of work as well, from shopping, travel, daily chores. And we're starting to see those pop up, but many of these agents haven't been built. But make no mistake, they're coming and they're coming fast. You know, this technology is something that, you know, our customers or Maximus customers can leverage through the Maximus Total Experience Management Solution, or TXM. TXM is a total experience management solution that seamlessly integrates people, experience, data insights, and secure technologies into one digitally powered platform to reimagine government service delivery. It's an exciting space to be in. You know, think about like where we were a year ago to think where we're going to be a year from now. It's just the pace of innovation is breathtaking.
I want to thank you both so much for taking the time today. That wraps up our episode on agentic AI with Maximus and AWS. And it's definitely clear that agentic AI is not just a buzzword. It continues to be a rapid and important shift in how government services are designed, delivered, and scaled. If you'd like to explore more proven strategies for using technology to elevate total experience in the federal government, be sure to subscribe to this podcast or visit us at maximus.com/federal. This episode was produced by Government Technology Insider and sponsored by Maximus.